3, He restoreth my soul. Looking at the reason or reasons we're in constant need of restoration. One, of course, is because of influences. We've mentioned those. There's Satan. There's the world. There's the sinfulness of the times in which we live. There's the flesh. All of these are powerful influences in our life. There's also the conditions, because of these things, that we can succumb to. We mentioned last week the condition of backsliding. Hosea 11, verse 7, God said, My people are bent to backsliding from, that's a very important word, describes backsliding, from me. So it's a growing distance from God. And that verse teaches that God's people have the tendency to do that. They're bent. It's their predisposition to move away from the Lord. We move away in our heart before we do in our outward condition. We looked at several verses in the book of Jeremiah, the book of Hosea, where we find the word backsliding or backslidden. Again, it's a spiritual reduction. It's always a turn for the worse because it's moving away from God. It is a declining spiritual condition. And unless God intervenes, it's a cycle, and it just continues and continues and continues. So it's going backwards spiritually. It's losing spiritual ground. We must always be on guard against losing spiritual ground. You know, people, you can be in a church service, it could be just about any situation. Lord speaks to you. You feel the closeness of God. And you might say, oh, this is wonderful. I just feel the nearness of God. By the time you get up in the morning, it's worn off. Backslidden. We've gone backwards. We've lost spiritual ground. So when we feel so close to God and God has visited with us, and then a day or two later it's not there, and then people go into depression. They've gone backwards spiritually. I've heard many people say, you know, conference, oh, it's just wonderful. But then we got to go back home. It's almost like they're planning on moving away from God. It's a very serious condition, backsliding. There's people I've asked through the years. They profess to be saved and have no evidence of it. And I'll ask them every now and then, are you saved? Tell me about it. Oh, yeah, I'm saved. I'm just backslidden. Just backslidden? That's a serious condition. And once again, there's not as many backsliders as we think, because many of them are lost. But it's a moving away from God. So what is the nature of this backslidden condition? What is the seriousness of it? In Hosea 14 and verse 4, the Lord said, I will heal their backsliding. The word I want to focus on is that word heal, because it tells us something about the backslidden condition. I will heal their backsliding. That's what the Lord does, by the way, when he restores our soul. But I will heal. What are some things that come to your mind when you think of that word, heal? Well, one of the things that I think of would be sickness or disease. I will heal. A backslidden condition is a sickness. It's really even worse than sickness. It's a disease that is untreated. It'll get worse. I've had people tell me, all I need, Brother Dan, is a little time. A little time, you'll be even further away from God. Unless there's an intervention, unless the Lord heals, time won't heal it. Bible, nowhere does the Bible say time will heal backsliding. That people say time heals all things. Well, that's not true. That's not true at all. Time doesn't heal backsliding. The Lord does. He restoreth my soul. So it paints the image of a disease. Now, if we had some physical disease, that gets most people's attention. You feel that there's something wrong with you physically, and every day there's signs that there's something wrong with you physically, you get concerned. Well, even more so spiritually. And there are signs of spiritual sickness. So it paints the image of a sickness, an ailment, a disorder of some type, a disability. There are people who have many spiritual disabilities. I mean, if churches gave out handicap stickers to those who were spiritually disabled, the whole parking lot would be handicap parking. Those people are spiritually disabled, and they come into the building spiritually disabled. But he restoreth my soul. I will heal. Paints a picture, an image of perhaps a plague of some kind. Speaks of a defect. A defect. He restoreth my soul. The words, I will heal their backsliding. The word heal also paints the image of a wound. A wound. A wound conveys the idea of pain. Pain. There are a lot of people spiritually pained. And a lot of it has to do with their spiritual condition. And it's a wound. A wound can be a deformity or can turn into a deformity. I will heal their backsliding. So there's the image of a sickness or a disease. There's the image of a wound. But the very word heal tells us immediately something's wrong. Something's wrong. Person gets feels a little out of sorts physically. They get concerned. And they'll say, I know something is wrong. Why don't we detect that spiritually? When you rush through a prayer or rush through a Bible reading or don't do it, why doesn't it strike us, there's something wrong with me? There's something wrong with me. And I just know it's serious, and it is. I will heal, so something's wrong. Something's not right. Something's not right. When the Word of God doesn't impact our lives, whether it be the reading of it, the preaching of it, whatever, the hearing of it, when it doesn't impact us, we all immediately know something's not right with me. And if we would always be aware when something's not right, you're not going to get too far away. He restoreth my soul. And when we realize that something's not right, something's wrong, where do we go? Well, if something's wrong with you physically, you just know that something's wrong with me physically. Where do you go? You go to someone that you have confidence in, someone that you believe can help you. A doctor. When we know something's not right spiritually, there's one who's restored our soul in the past. He's restored the souls of countless. I believe I ought to go talk to him. He restoreth my soul. The word backsliding is a sliding backwards, which again is the image of loss of control. Loss of control. And the point there is, it's if you lose control of your car, whatever, it's now a dangerous situation. You're sliding back. It's like you can't stop. You can't stop. It's just going so fast. So now, there's a danger. There's a danger. And the dangers are innumerable once we start sliding back. You see, backsliding, it's not just a walking back. It is to some degree, but it's much more dangerous than that. It's a sliding back. It's like you can't stop. You're in this cycle and you can't stop it. But there's one who can. He restoreth my soul. What a blessing to know that the shepherd, always in tune to the condition of our soul, he has the ability to restore our soul. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for being our shepherd. We thank you, Lord, that we are the sheep, that we are part of your flock. We know that's entirely of your grace and mercy. Lord, we know that we can live our life in that way, as a part of your flock, and that you take care of us. And we just pray, Lord, that you would help us to focus upon you entirely. And Lord, we pray that you would always restore our soul. We pray, Lord, as we worship you today, that you would help us. Help us, Lord, to worship you. Help us to draw close to thee. Lord, that you would meet with each one of us. Lord, for those that are lost, that you'd speak to their hearts and open their hearts to salvation. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.